From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President of Turkey meets with U.S. Secretary of Defense. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Friday discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Carter arrived Friday in Ankara, Turkey, where he met with Erdogan and other top Turkish political and defense officials. Wayne Lee has more for VOA.
Carter's trip to Ankara comes amid tensions between Turkey and Iraq over the campaign to retake Mosul from Islamic State fighters. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second-largest city, but Iraq is opposed. The U.S. fears tensions could kill an agreement that is keeping rival militias out of Mosul. Carter said it is important for Turkey to respect Iraqi sovereignty.
The United States will continue to work with both of them and keep everybody focused on the objective of defeating ISIL, because it has struck Turkish homeland, even as it has struck the homelands of the United States and many of our other coalition partners.
Turkey and Iraq have been feuding about the presence of Turkish troops at a camp north of Mosul, where Turkey has been training Sunni and Kurdish fighters. Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. Defense Department statement said the leaders agreed to maintain frequent communication and close coordination. Russia's largest naval deployment in years raised eyebrows as the flotilla sailed past Norway through the English Channel on the way to the eastern Mediterranean Sea to support Moscow's air campaign in Syria. A diplomat with NATO told Reuters news agency it was Russia's largest deployment since the end of the Cold War. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressed concern the flotilla may join attacks on Aleppo and increase human suffering. This is VOA News. European Union heads of state continue their summit Friday in Brussels, where the EU's response to Russia's bombing campaign in Syria is high on the agenda. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Despite the temporary ceasefire in the skies above Aleppo, there's little sign of a lasting end to the bombing campaign unleashed by Syrian government and Russian forces. Europe and the United States accused Moscow of killing and injuring thousands of civilians, actions that France says amount to war crimes. Arriving in Brussels for her first European Council summit Thursday, British Prime Minister Theresa May called for European unity.
We must continue to work together, and it's vital that we work together to continue to put pressure on Russia to stop its appalling atrocities, its sickening atrocities in Syria.
Europe had debated easing the sanctions applied to Russia over its forceful takeover of Crimea and eastern Ukraine. That's now seen as highly unlikely. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The United Nations was forced to postpone planned medical evacuations in the eastern part of Aleppo on Friday because security assurances were not given by groups fighting in the city. Spokesman for the United Nations Humanitarian Office, Jens Laerke, said medical evacuations of sick and injured could not begin this morning as planned. With more from Geneva, here's Lisa Schlein for VOA.
High Commissioner Zaid says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. South Africa will withdraw from the International Criminal Court Michael Masuthas, justice minister.
In order to ensure South Africa's continued ability to conduct active diplomatic relations, a bill proposing the repeal of the implementation of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court Act 2002 will soon be tabled in Parliament.
It's the Rome Statute that legally obligates its signatories to arrest anyone sought by the ICC. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.